Figured I hadn't done an audio boo for a while because I've been away on holiday, maybe late in the day, but I thought I'd record one anyway. Today I've been mainly working on the BOAG World relaunch, the podcast relaunch that's going to be happening in January. And like anything, I need to make some changes to the website in order to make that happen. And I tend to think that what we end up doing is we make things more and more complicated when we're working on websites. So we have an idea, we want to do something on the website, and then we think, well, it'd be really good if we did this, or it would be so much better if that went alongside it, etc., etc. And then what happens is the deadline pushes back and back and back. So the approach that I tend to take, and I'm taking it with the relaunch of the BOAG World podcast and the associated changes that have to happen on the BOAG World website, is I say, okay, well, when do I want to do it by? And what is the absolute minimum I can get away with doing in order to relaunch? Now, the trouble is that we tend to think, well, the better it is, the more users will be impressed. And that's true. But you can get into a situation where you never release anything because you're adding more and more complexity the whole time. So I spent a lot of today going, okay, well, what can we realistically achieve by the date I want to start, you know, redoing the podcast? And working out what the best way of doing that. So I guess my tip for today is don't think about the ideal, the perfect solution, but think about what is good enough, what is enough to be able to launch. What is enough to be able to push something out? And then when you push it out, you can see how users respond to it and adjust accordingly. So you might find that some great idea you've had actually isn't needed when you actually put real stuff in front of real users. So it's always good to release early, I think probably is the underlying message here.